Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Thursday evening. It's 8 o'clock, 48 degrees here on the East Coast. And you know what? We just finished Thanksgiving here in the United States. Canada appreciated Thanksgiving in October, and Christmas is on the well. And one of the finest people I know about the holiday season is my good friend Adeline Cruz. Adeline Cruz is an international concert musician, a philanthropist, and I would consider to be a messenger from God. And he's here tonight with his music, his Christmas music. His new CD is out on iTunes and on Google Play, as well as AdelineCruz.com. Check it out. And our resident spiritual intuitive, Sandy Athey, is here to deliver messages from your universal inbox. Spotlighting the music tonight of Adeline Cruz, I'm very, very proud to do so. A charming man, a fellow lovely person, a great father, a great husband, a great person, opening up with a little bit of music from him. He sent me so much music, but this is one that I've really, really enjoyed, and this is Adeline Cruz, Enter the King. Enter the King, Adeline Cruz. When we get back, Sandy Athey is joining us, as well as Adeline Cruz. Don't go away. You're on the couch. the king. Amazing, amazing.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, welcome back. You're on the couch. Dr. Adeline Cruz is here with me as long as Sandy Athey is here, resident intuitive and author of The Daily Dance. Sandy Athey wanted to open with some music and wanted to go ahead and start off the holiday season in a non-conventional manner. So, Sandy, again, looking fantastic. Feathers, I see.
Oh, my, yes, my holiday feathers, of course. Feathers and sparkles. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Hello, Michael. It's always nice to be on the couch.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh.
Yes,
Adeline, are
Cruz
you there?
Is joining us now. Adeline Cruz is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and has a concert there tonight. He is actually spending time with him, with time with us before the sound check. And Adeline, thank you so much for joining us on this unconventional holiday show. I didn't want to do a Christmas show. I didn't want to do a Thanksgiving show, but I wanted to do a show about healing and the holiday season is tough for everybody. Would you not agree,
Sandy? My pleasure.
Sandy?
That's good. Yes.
Oh, well, it's interesting that you say it that way because the universe has a really interesting reading for us tonight concerning that very subject. And I think if we put our attention on that and focus on it being that way, that it becomes that way. And if we focus on other things, it can be different. We can have it any way we want.
Well, that's very, very true. How we choose to go ahead and discern our movement and discern our thinking is very, very important. Adeline has traveled. Adeline, I've counted 23 countries you've been in. I know there's been more, but what do you find in the holiday season and the holiday spirit, whether it be Easter, Christmas, or what have you? How do you find people reacting to the climate, the economic, the spiritual climate right now?
Well, I've spent holidays over, I could tell you, over 50 countries for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen many, many beautiful things happening. People are hoping for that season. People are hoping for this special time, regardless of religion, regardless of economic position, or even culture, they do celebrate the holidays, and they know that there's something special going, and you know, of course, there's a lot of unity, and they expect, of course, the government to be a little bit easier on the people, and they are so, and just the fact that they have more days to celebrate with their family, it means a lot to them. And events like, you know, when I do my concerts, my Christmas concerts, that's the reaction I get from people when they come to events like mine.
Well, Adeline, the music is very powerful. It is lovely and very powerful, and it's a universal language. Just as you were talking about being around the world and the holidays and the love and the peace and the joy and the lights and the pretty trees, and it's all a universal language, and I think music is the perfect accessory to all of that because that is a universal language as well. Don't you agree?
It is. It is. I've been in places like they barely speak English or Spanish. I'm from Puerto Rico, but the music, it breaks all those barriers. And I've been places in Africa and Europe and Asia where they receive my type of music. And I think that's more like a passport. You know, music is like a passport to those places.
Mm-hmm.
It's rich to unify cultures. Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way throughout history. music has played a very important role in the evolution of the earth, from the Native Americans and their drumming circles and the piano and the invention of all of the instruments. Don't you agree, Adlin and Michael? It's always been something that's been very important.
And it sounds like you have read some of my bio, because I love going to places where I could unify my piano playing, my classical training, to the native sounds of the country, folkloric or native. And it's a beautiful fusion when I go to places where I see native people even building their instruments, and they sound so beautiful. They're virtuosos in their own right. And I invite them to my concert. So imagine those native sounds along with the symphony and the classical grand piano. It's a beautiful,
fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I'm going to interrupt here. For those who don't know, Adlin, at the age of 3, his mother gave him a red piano. He went ahead and started to go ahead and tap on it and became the person that he was today. He is the governor of Puerto Rico. Chose to go ahead and sponsor him, to challenge him to become better than he was and better than he is. And Adlin continues. I met Adlin back, God, Adlin, that was back in either Chantilly or Ardington. We met at an event, and I was blown away by your music, a modern-day Mozart, a modern-day Bach, a modern-day person who has more talent than ever. He has continued to become an inspiration. Adlin, tell us a bit about the Adlin Cruz Foundation, because you are very, very active in Puerto Rico with your with your La Familia and your people. So tell us about the Adlin Cruz Foundation.
It was about more than 20 years ago. I've been doing what I do for 30 at least. So I started when I was 16 years old, and traveling and representing Puerto Rico in different places. One of my big breakthroughs was in Brazil. A couple of years later, I was invited to do a tour in Brazil, and the first tour, I saw the difference, you know, and during my tours, I saw that I could do concerts in the big concert halls, and then I got invited by foundations to benefit children from the favelas or the slums, you know, and I would do concerts to raise funds for them, and I remember that I wanted to thank the country for giving me the opportunity to open the doors and come to Brazil. It's such a big and huge country where they're very particular about the artists that they invite, and they're very demanding of good sound and good quality and good artistry. So I was honored to become part of the family, the Brazilian family. So I always had a dream to start my own foundation and help children in Brazil. And 10 years later, we started the Adlin Cruz Foundation with the school. And now they went all the way from elementary to high school. And the school is called Preparing Generations International School. And most of those kids are prepared in English also, not only in Portuguese, and they can go out of the country to anywhere in the world because they're bilingual. And now because of this, I've been honored to be invited by the president of Singapore to do fundraising events by the foundation of the UNESCO in Paris with the United Nations to benefit some children in Congo. It was through the First Lady of Congo, the Republic of Congo. And a lot of events that I've been able to raise these funds throughout my concerts. So I know that a lot of people did it with me when I was a child, and in a way that they believed in my gifts. So it's my time to believe in the gifts of the next generation. A lot of these kids are so talented, so gifted, and they have no way how to develop those gifts. So I try to make that happen for them.
Well, you do, and you continue to do. One of my favorite clips is a funny interruption, England and Adlin, when we were on our home with Victoria. We went ahead and played this before, but I just have to play it again because this really exemplifies the kindness of Adlin Cruz during an international concert. This is one of the kindest people that I know.
Are you going to play with me?
Yes.
What do you like to play? He likes to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Sorry, when it...
the kindest.
Sorry, when this happens, I have to stop the concert.
He walks up and puts his teddy bear on the piano. Adlin puts the teddy bear on the piano.
I'll explain what happens.
I know, I could cry every time I hear this.
Oh, I love this.
Very, very simple. To get really good. Great guy, Adlin Cruz. We're going to go to Adlin Cruz and Manuel. Pick up his new album on iTunes and Amazon.com and go Google or whatever. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening on the couch with Michael Couch. Emmanuel joining us back. Thanks for joining us back on the couch. Sandy and Adeline Cruz joining us. Adeline Cruz joining us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sandy Cruz joining us from Baltimore. Sandy, let's go to you first. The holiday season is tough for everybody. Everybody wants to go ahead and be re-inspired and do it again. What does the universe have to tell us about the holiday season?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. You know, so says the Creator and Earth Mother. Thank you for asking.
Well, I have to ask. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, this is from page 26 of the Daily Dance, actually. And it's called Picture Perfect. And these are the directions from the universe for your question, or your asking, your question. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to. We sometimes go through our lives very automatically. We are creatures of habit and daily routines and holiday routines that make us feel comfortable and safe. Take time today and during this beautiful holiday season to notice what you're focusing on and giving your energy to. Then ask yourself these questions. Is this a good addition to the picture of my life that I am creating? Does this activity or food / thought, word, action line up with my personal integrity? Does this feel right to me? Is it time to put my attention elsewhere? When we are deliberate with every precious moment, we can create it at will and have all the health, wealth, love, and success we desire. What will you create today and for your holidays?
That's a very, very, very good reading. Adeline, care to comment on that?
Yeah, I love that. It reminds me of when I was a teenager where I always thought I had to give something special during the holiday. So what better than your own gift, what God gave you? It's a gift, you know. He didn't loan it to you. You didn't borrow it from him. He just gave it to you. All of us are gifted. But the difference is, what do you do with that gift? Do you serve? Do you hide it under the rug, the carpet? Do you serve your neighbor? Do you serve your community? And that's what I did. I wanted to serve with my gift, my talents. And little did I know that that's what opened doors to do what I'm doing today. And what I do today,
Adeline,
I do because
it does open doors. But let me ask you this, Adeline. Do you find it more of a curse or a blessing? Because you've traveled the world multiple times. You've been in countries that no one has been in to deliver your music, and you deliver your spiritual awareness. And you, when I put in the show promo as being a messenger, you are a messenger. You are a conveyor of brilliance, a conveyor of love, a conveyor of understanding. Do you find that to be powerful? Do you find that to be almost like a hindrance?
I never thought of it as a curse, even less as a hindrance, because when I say open doors, it's like I was always eager to serve with what I have. It's my gift, you know. God didn't give it to anyone else. He gave it to me. So I saw that as an opportunity and also as a responsibility.
And it's really fun to share, right, Adeline?
Yeah, it's my decision to take it where I take it. All the countries that invite me, it's the decisions that I make. The invitation is there, and it's up to me to go or not to go. A lot of people that I know, they are so gifted, and they have decided not to share their gift. And they, you know, they repent. They say, oh, I wish I'd given my gift when I was young, and now they don't know what to do with it because they kept it to themselves, or they just made it a hobby. But you can still have it as a hobby and serve with it. You know, your gift is your passion. Your gift is that something that fulfills you, makes you feel so accomplished that you were able to give away for what you have. And you become a better person. You become blessed. Your family becomes better. You become important and so useful in the community that you live.
Well, that creativity, that's why they call it inspiration, because that spirit, when you use that gift that is given to you, that God gives you, it inspires you, it inspires others, and that breathes spirit into everything. And it expands the spirit inside of you through that creative process. And then it touches others. Yeah. And the sharing, I love to share. I love sharing. And that's what you're doing, is you're sharing that beautiful sparkle and that beautiful connection that you have to the universe with everyone else. So it triggers off their spark of inspiration, and then everybody's happy. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure. Don't only I see it as a sharing, but I see it as a challenge. And the audience that comes to me after the show and they go to my CD signing, they say, thank you for not only sharing, but to challenge me with my gift. And I ask them, are you a musician? What do you play? No, I'm not a musician. They're into sports or into languages or into medicine. But I challenge them to use their gift in their field, because of what they saw in the experience. My show is more of an experience. It's not only about the music, but it's about an experience of how I'm able to use my gift throughout the years that I've been serving. And the people get inspired, not only entertained, but they get inspired and challenged.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Inspired.
Yeah, but Adeline, your gift, your gift inspires so much. Sandy, I've seen Adeline three times. Once in, Adeline, forgive me if I'm wrong, I think it was Arlington or Chantilly, Virginia. And then saw you someplace else, and then I saw you in Newcastle, Delaware. And it was a brilliant show, because when Adeline was growing up, his mother, like I said, gave him a piano at 3 years old, and he started to go ahead and bang away at it. And he was able to watch his brother watch cartoons and stuff. So Adlib was always one of those people playing the theme songs of the Flintstones and everything. And it's a brilliant show, how to see how he actually creates his own understanding. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. When we get back, more with Adeline Cruz and Sandy Athey. We're going to listen to Adeline Cruz, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, celebrating the holidays. One of my favorite songs, seriously. Mm-hmm. When we get back, you're back on the couch. So don't go away. Adeline Cruz, Sandy Athey. Back.
cast in your Stomping Angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
We're back on the couch with Michael Couch, with Sandy Athey and Adeline Cruz, international pianist, philanthropist, and all-around great guy. So during the holiday seasons, I'm going to go to you first, Adeline. Best country you've ever played in with the finest reception. What was the most welcoming country you ever played in?
Well, I don't have one particular. I've been places like South Africa, great reception, and places like in Singapore. There's so many cultures in Singapore. You know, the Chinese culture is very alive in Singapore. The Malay and the English. You know, the English culture too. So there's all these cultures in one theater, and I could. My shows, you know, when I do my shows, I do music from classical music, my own music, with Latin fusions, with pop and West African rhythms. So I could get reaction from parts of the audience because there's a lot of people that can relate to it. Places like, believe it or not, in Finland, where I did a concert 27 degrees below zero.
Oh, yeah.
6 o'clock.
Very Canadian.
Concerts,
yeah.
Yes. Concerts have to be at 6 p.m. They can't be any later than that because it gets so cold. So people have to go to the concerts right after work. They don't go home at all. They just go straight to the concerts. And then they go home. And just to get a reception, it's so cold outside, and to get to feel the warmth of the people inside, it's very ironic. But I was so blessed by that reaction. Places like in Brazil, I always love going there, and even here in the U.S., I just did a concert at the Constitution Hall, and I did a patriotic concert right on the 4th of July, Constitution Hall down the road from the White House. It was a big experience how people responded to the patriotic medleys, and it was right before the fireworks. So it was a big experience for me hearing the people cheering and knowing that I was part of history there.
Mm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
You certainly are. Go ahead, Sandy.
Oh, I wanted to say happy birthday. And I know I'm a couple
thanks.
Days late.
Oh, yeah,
late.
Happy belated birthday. Well,
I know I'm a few days late, but I wanted to make sure
we're
I got
good.
That in. Happy birthday.
Come on, Sandy, pull it together.
Thank you so much. Did you? How do you say it in Spanish, Mike?
You know what? I wrote down some stuff. Welcome, mi amigo. Oh, my Spanish sucks.
Yeah,
but te amo, felicidad. And a bueno, a bon ami. It's mixed
good.
Up with French. Yeah.
It's all right. That's good.
I suck at this. I suck at this, Adlin. You know what I do.
Well,
I'm just
thank you
say happy,
thanks for
happy
the well
birthday.
Wishes. Thank you for the well wishes. I celebrated my birthday with my kids, and it's a great gift to have, you know, children.
Yeah,
and,
I've been watching.
And now,
you know what? I've been watching Peppa Pig. Lately, and I can see why your daughter loves it. The last time, Sandy, the last time Adeline and I met in Newark, Delaware, his daughter was having her birthday, and she was talking about Peppa Pig, so I had to go ahead and research it. And you know what? I'm telling you, it is almost an adult cartoon because the learning issues are very, very important. And so thank you for turning on to me.
That's great. They have an amusement park in London, outside of London, so I look forward to go there with my children someday soon.
Absolutely.
Adlin, how many children do you have?
I have my daughter, she's 4, and my son is 2.
Oh, how lovely. And do they have a tendency towards music?
Very much. She loves to dance. She has dancing lessons, ballet dancing, step dancing. She loves singing too. She's taking music. So, and he watches everything she does, and they're very musical. She sits right in the front row and watches Daddy for 2 hours and doesn't get tired. By the end, she tells me the things that I did wrong. She says, "Oh, Daddy, that's not the way you played it the other day." I'm like, "Oh, wow." She catches
she
up.
She really
right
pays attention. Wow, good for her.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well,
yeah,
and isn't
really
it fun to learn from them? Yeah, they do stimulate us to learn, don't they? Kids are the best because they're so open and honest with themselves and with us. It's great.
Yes, yes. I learn a lot with them, and I know how to get better just by listening to them.
Oh, sure.
Certainly. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594, Sandy Athey, delivering your messages from the Universal Inbox, as well as Adlin Cruz joining us from Tulsa, Oklahoma, just before his concert. And we're going to go to a little bit more music. Let's go to Joy to the World, because, you know, let's talk about the holiday season, Evan. What is the climate, what is the emotional climate where you are in Florida with the holiday season? Everybody here up in Delaware is, there's a certain amount of anger, there's a certain amount of frustration with, no one's working, no one's doing anything. What's the climate your way?
Well, I see, of course, the news will pay attention to a lot of the negative aspects of what's going on around the world. But this is an important season where we need to reflect. And I see also people that are positive about it. The good people are more than the bad people. So the good people celebrate what's good and celebrate hope and celebrate positive things ahead. Right now, during this season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and that's all over the world. And
yeah,
2,000 years ago, that's what Christmas is about. And it doesn't matter the culture. I go to Dubai from here. I'm going to have a concert in Dubai, of all places, a Christmas concert.
Yeah, yeah.
And the understanding
that everything will be fine, no matter what happens.
And everything already
is. Do you
is
agree? Yeah. And everything already is. Oh, thank you.
Everything
thank you,
already
thank you so
is
much.
Fine. Yeah.
This is Adlin
exactly
Cruz, Joy to the World. Don't go away. More with Adlin Cruz, Sandy Athey, when we get back around the couch. Don't go away.
Joy.
Bye.
www.alancruz.com. Don't go away. So, welcome back to On the Couch. Sandy Athey, our resident intuitive, as well as our international pianist, Adeline Cruz, a good friend, good understanding, and great messenger of peace during this holiday season. You're on the couch. Sandy, you have to admit that Adeline's music transcends. I tend to think of him as the modern-day Bach and the modern-day Mozart, that sort of, you know, composer. Not really an indie artist, but what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. The word that keeps coming to me, well, also, I'm going to tell you something really, really funny. I'm sitting here at my desk, and I love to doodle. I'm an artist, you know, Michael, and I love to draw, and so I'm doodling, and I bought some new pens today. It was very exciting, and I was coloring in the word joy right before you started to play that, the Joy to the World. That was very funny.
Odd.
That was very funny. So I thank you very much for that validation. It was just so wonderful. And
wow.
what a privilege to sit here with you two gentlemen tonight. And the word that keeps coming to me to describe the music and to describe this lovely, handsome gentleman we have with us tonight, Adeline, is debonair. And I love that word. You know, to me, that word means very, very sophisticated, very classic, very structured,
there's
a beautiful flow to it.
I hate to interrupt, but this is why I chose the word messenger, because he is an international concert pianist. He is a brilliant composer. But he is also a messenger. He's a messenger from the Lord. And when I say to all you people, messenger from the Lord, I do believe in God. I do believe in universal understanding. I do believe in everything. But Adeline, you know me well enough to know that your music is transcendent. It covers every barrier, Republican, liberal, whatever you want to go ahead and do. It is brilliant music that just makes us rejoice.
It's
and
filled
I
with
thank
joy.
You for that.
It is filled with joy, and you can feel that joy come through, the joy of creating the music and the instruments. And, yeah, there's a real joy to the music, Michael. And
it's a
Adeline.
Pleasure,
thank
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. And that little wink from the universe where I was coloring in the word joy and then you played Joy to the World just shows the talent and the connection that Adeline has to reach out to my creativity just in this moment. And he takes that to not only to you and to me and all the listeners we have tonight, but to the entire country and the world and all the way out to the universe.
Yeah, Adeline, we have 8 minutes left. Sandy, Adeline, too, let me ask you this. Would you like Sandy to go ahead and deliver messages from your universal inbox tonight?
Oh, well, of course, yeah. That would be very appropriate to do that.
I think I already have been, right, through
Listen,
the entire show.
She has been already. I feel honored by it. I mean, I don't know, what am I listening to? I'm like, wow, that's a big hat to wear. So very much thank
well,
you.
Well, you listen to your own music, my friend, and your own music is brilliant.
And that is your message
and
for tonight, Adeline. It really is. You are just so debonair, so sophisticated, yet so down to earth and so loving. And your work with the children is what God is telling me about right now.
Yes, Adeline, tell us about the foundation
so
real quickly again.
With your work.
Where can we find it?
Yes, you go to my website, adelinecruz.com, A-D-L-A-N, and you find all the information there. Go to my foundation. I have an app. It's very easy. The app will take you everywhere, to Instagram, to Facebook, and everything, all the Spotify and iTunes. all the music that you've been listening to is there. So it talks about the foundation and how you can contribute. App, Atlan Cruz app. Just download it for free. It's all yours.
Wow. Go
you
ahead,
Sandy. You want to repeat
Sandy.
That back again, Michael, just in case? That's Atlan Cruz. Right. I want everyone to get that.
You can't go worse. Yeah.
No, right now I'm in the middle of my tour, and you can follow my tour. And a lot of these events are for, you know, fundraising events for kids and for children. And I have the new CD that you've been playing. It's called Christmas for the Nations. It's a live concert with a choir and symphony, and it's on CD and DVD, so you're able to watch it or just listen to it. And it's also on my website on iTunes, and just continue to follow on right now today.
And also on YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Also on YouTube, too.
You can
check out all the videos. They're fantastic, Atlan.
Yeah, and your
Thank
work with
so
the
much.
Children is commendable. It's beautiful. It's the next generations and the next seven generations that you're touching. And the universe has a big smile for you tonight with that and a big, big hug of gratitude.
Thank you very much for having me here and to be part of it. I feel like I'm actually on the couch.
Well,
of course
you are on the couch. Come on, man.
This is very comfy. So listening to you has been refreshing. I needed this. It's very hectic with the concert tour and the schedules and lots of sound checks and rehearsals and
sure.
You know, getting in touch with music directors around the world. And I look forward to the tour, but I always need the support from the fans and the prayers so I can keep my health and just the strength. There are 25 concerts altogether. So on the 25th of December, my show will be on ABC. So be alert.
Wonderful.
My information will be on my
and on
my website, so and on my Facebook or Instagram, so you can see what the times, the schedules for the ABC special, and you can see you know what's going on my tour.
And please let us know how we can help you and how we can support you, if there's anything else
exactly.
that we can do.
Thank you. All the information is there on my website. So if you have any questions, you can send me an email, or write
Perfect.
To me on
well,
my
and
my
Feliz Navidad to you and Alexandra and the children and Sandy Athey. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is another edition of On the Couch. Check out, Mr. Atlan Cruz at AtlanCruz.com because his music is brilliant, inspirational, and you know what, buddy? I can't even pretend to say that I listen to you all the time. And thank you. So, happy holidays to you and
that.
Yours. Well, buddy, seriously. And to Sandy Athey, happy holidays to you, and let's all have good stuff. We'll be back next week on Thursday. Until next time, you're listening to Michael Couch on the Couch and with Sandy Athey and Atlan Cruz. Check them out on AtlanCruz.com. And happy holidays. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you very much, Sandy. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Safe journeys.
Thank you.